Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Galveston, Texas, to Auckland, New Zealand, far from Nevada, to Acapulco, Mexico. We are the Tastemakers.
Greeting to our listeners around the globe today. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening on this beautiful, beautiful morning, but chilly.
You're right, Mark.
It's like 60 out there, right?
Absolutely gorgeous. Low of 36 by my place this morning, which is icy in my opinion, and it's a terrible freeze. However, within the week, we're supposed to be up to the 80s. How about that?
Yeah, Sunday, Super Sunday, 80 degrees.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I love it. But in the meantime, it's freezing.
Our family in Chicago will be freezing. Did you see the photos that Kimberly posted yesterday of her car covered with snow?
I did not see that.
Unbelievable.
Really?
I mean, it's unbelievable. And today I guess that it was Groundhog Day, correct?
Today's Groundhog Day.
And so the groundhog came out and he
did not see the shadow, so therefore we've got an early spring.
So what exactly does that mean?
An early spring?
Yeah.
Well, it's just all hokey pokey.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to have anything to do with the weather, the turning the clocks back, getting darker early.
It's all hokey pokey. There's a 50-50 chance it's either going to become early or it's not going to come early.
It's 55%, I think. So what that means is 45%. It's not happening, right?
Wait a minute. You're saying if the thing sees the shadow, is a 55% chance?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that from?
To Today's show this morning, Al Roker.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's all hokey pokey. How could it be 55%?
Yeah. Well, that's what they were saying. They were saying, what does a 55% mean? And then it's all a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Because it's mumbo jumbo, that's impossible. It's 50-50. It's either early or it's not early.
Isn't that crazy? And how about I know we're talking about the cold, the temperature. Did you get your recent gas bill, and was it like tripled?
Well, the gas bill comes in, and I never see it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Why would it be tripled? I know they were talking about it.
Ours was tripled, and I know we use it more than usual, but it was tripled compared to when we use it. What's all these?
These dings and bings and
these are all, Facebook and Twitter and emails and so forth.
Well, that means that we're conducting business as we speak.
And usually we turn them off, but no time to turn them off. As you just said, Mark, we're conducting business. Anyhow, that being said, our gas bill was up three times the amount that it normally is, three times. Now, that's a lot. We did use the heater more because it was cold. But you know what they're saying? Somebody said, as Carrie told me over the weekend, a lot of Facebook people were saying they're getting the high bills as well. And they're blaming it to the stuff that's happening out there at Porter Ranch, that gas leak.
Oh, geez.
Of course, me. I didn't think anything of it. I thought, sure, right, whatever. This morning on my drive in, listen to the news, 10:70 a.m., here we go. Sorry. I want to apologize about this, but like Mark said, it's business.
We're a business. Swan Creations is an industry giant.
Turn off business.
So stuff is always coming in.
247-365. Anyhow, so on the radio today, Mark, they had a councilman from L.A. on the show talking about tons of people are complaining about their gas bill going up four or five times as much, doubling, and everybody's starting to say it's because of this gas leak, right?
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but is it
coincidental? You cannot get your gas bill increased because of an event taking place 50 miles from where you live. Your gas bill could only be increased if the gas company increases your rates for a certain reason. And if that's an across-the-board thing.
Here we go again with people just getting zapped with extra fees. And nobody complaining.
AT&T.
Yeah. Well, AT&T.
Warner Cable.
Or whatever.
And I'm just talking about my own personal situation.
People throw extra things on the bill. You don't notice that. Yeah, the other day, Mark, I was at Walmart. And I bought a couple things. They asked me if I wanted a bag. I says, yeah, I'll take a bag. They charged me for two bags.
Two bags?
Two bags. It's only 15 cents, but people don't complain. So anyhow, that's what this whole thing is with the
Well, people don't complain because they don't see that.
We're a lifestyle show. We talk about fashion, cuisine, travel, celebrity entertainment. We don't usually go into political avenues or people complaining, but I just had to bring
that
up.
This is a non-political show. However, we will discuss a little politics today in wake of the caucuses last night.
Right, absolutely. We'll get into
Son, Blake Harris, the first, will be joining us today. He's in studio.
We have a special guest today. Mark's son, Blake, is joining us. He's probably going to be very, very silent today.
Just back from his tour of Harvard and Duke University last week, so we'll be hearing something about that today.
But before we go there, we're going to start our Tuesday morning show like we do every Tuesday, wishing some happy birthdays to the people celebrating candles on their cakes today, Mark, and it seems like every week it's an increasing list. in a wide variety as usual. So
good, good.
Celebrating
good.
Candles on their birthday cakes today, Mark. First is Itty Bitty Annie, 22
Who?
Today. Itty Bitty Annie.
What the heck is that?
You know he or she from, she's a YouTube star.
Oh, Itty Bitty Annie.
Yeah, Itty Bitty Annie.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
38 candles on her birthday cake today, Mark, for Shakira.
Well, how old is Itty Bitty Mary?
22.
Oh, 22.
22
okay.
today. Yeah. Gucci Mane, rapper. Rapper phenom. Gucci Mane, celebrating 35 candles today. How about that?
Never heard of him.
How about Judy Treyos?
Judy Treyos, yeah. Isn't she related to...
Close but no cigar, buddy. She's another YouTuber. 24 today.
24.
24 today. Huh. How about entrepreneur, Mark? Duncan Banatine. 66 today. This is the first time I've seen an entrepreneur on my list.
What did he invent?
One, I don't know.
Or
two,
what did
I don't
he
care.
Create?
I get the dates. I get the people. I get the birth dates. I don't get much information who they are.
All right. Next time, get more information.
Faye D.
Who?
Faye D.
Boy. Well, we got a bunch of winners today. That's
right.
For sure.
How about Donald Driver, though? Former winner of the... What is the...
He was on the Dancing with the Stars, right?
He won.
Yeah, he won the Miraval Trophy.
That's what it's called, Miraval. Yeah, he's 40 today.
40, huh?
Farrah Fawcett. Been
wow.
gone the last 5 years or so. You remember her from Charlie's Angels and More. Married to Lee Majors, the $6 million man. And Ryan O'Neal, correct?
Well, she wasn't married to Ryan O'Neal.
They
did
the
Kurt...
How old do you think she would have been today, Mark?
I would think she would have been, let me think here, 40, 70.
Close, 68. Huh? You're always right on the money.
Yep.
Dog! Dwayne Chapman.
The
bounty hunter. How about him? He seems like a nice guy.
He looks ragged, though.
He looks ragged. He's a tough one. You know, he was in the tank, Mark, from murder.
He's probably like 40, but he's actually like 62.
He is celebrating 62 today. Oh. Wait, did you look at these birthdays before?
I did not. I'm just good at that. I'm almost like the psychic. I could tell.
Did you know he was in the slammer for murder?
Yeah, I think I did hear that a while ago.
Yeah, crazy,
which
right?
which makes this whole thing that he's a reality star that much more incredible to believe that you could be a murderer serving hard time and then you get out and you could still make it in this world.
That was an accused murder, though. I don't.
Accused.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
so what? Then he got out because they found there were mistakes made in the trial.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, but 62. He's got another new show similar to the other one, but just with he and his wife. They're not actually going after people and bringing them back in, but some other show. Anyway, big shout out to Dog. He's 62 today. Dog Chapman.
Do we have his real name?
Christy Brinkley.
Oh,
yeah,
Christy Brinkley.
Dwayne, Mark. Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne.
Dwayne Chapman.
Okay. Christy Brinkley. I think
she's
like
beautiful.
65 or 63.
61.
61, okay.
61, bro.
Yeah, she is a looker.
She kind of reminds me of Kate Basinger. Who, by the way,
Kim
is going
Basinger?
To be the, who's going to be in the new 50s, the 50 Grays of Shade or 50 Shades of
There's
Grey.
There's a remake?
No, it's a part two.
Oh, part two.
Yeah, and Kim Basinger is playing his, like, mentor.
Oh, okay.
Poe. Poe is 22 today.
Huh.
Poe's a rapper.
Wow.
Poe's 22. Hannah. Hannah's 25. She's another rapper.
Gosh, a lot of rappers.
And the last
rappers and viners.
The last one celebrating birthday today, Mark, is King Paul. King Paul.
King Paul.
He's a 17-year-old Viner.
Gosh, oh my.
Like, Viners? Do you know any of these Viners or these YouTubers or Poe or Kunsa?
I haven't heard of one of them.
Blake Speaks.
And he's a millennium.
Yeah.
You know, Blake is 20, so he's a millennium. He should be up to the speed in the Viners, the YouTubers, the rappers.
Oh,
the,
I am.
Oh.
Well, I haven't heard of any of these
okay.
guys.
Okay, all right.
Could you share,
kick in whenever you have
could you share one Viner with us?
One Viner?
Yeah, any Viner
Blake
you know.
Blake H. Harris.
Hmm.
Oh, well, anybody
that's true. He is a Viner.
Anybody that
Blake, you got how many followers? 40,000 or something?
I didn't know that you were on Vine with followers.
I
know you're a YouTuber.
I post things on Vine, but I don't Vine.
Okay.
I tweet, I Facebook, I YouTube.
Well,
I
get that,
I do
but
it all.
But
Vine, nah.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But can you name a Viner?
Cody Ko.
Cody Ko.
Well, I guess you got to have an interesting name to be a Viner, right?
Or you turn into – you create an interesting name.
Right.
I like it.
Hey, how about those SAG Awards? Anybody see the SAG Awards this weekend?
Good
pretty good.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I don't like it being on a Saturday night, though.
It's usually always on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing, just to jump off the subject real quick, why are the Grammys on Monday this year?
They're usually on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are they on Monday? Do you remember 2 years ago the Emmys were on a Monday night and there was that big to-do about it because of the fact that the traffic downtown L.A. was so bad because of that?
And I forget, there was a good reason they moved it to
it
Monday.
It was the football Monday game? Night football. It was the it was something to do with football, though.
Oh, but, it was because the Emmys are usually in Channel 4, right?
I'm not sure what the when the who oh,
ABC,
carries
ABC,
them. But anyhow, there was that big thing a couple years ago when it was on the Monday night because the traffic was so terrible. And here they're doing the same thing with the Grammys.
Well, do you remember when the Oscars used to be on Mondays?
Yeah, the Oscars were on Mondays forever until about 10 years ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So,
Again, weird, right? But anyhow, the SAG Awards
like
I thought were a great show.
I like the format.
I like the show.
It seems fun, like the Globes with the booze.
Dinner, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems so much cool. My daughter Chelsea doesn't like it because she just thinks it's more of a hassle for people to go through all those tables and stuff to get, you know, to the when you win. You have to – I look at it like usually if you're winning and you're in your seat, they have them on the edge or they have them close.
It's a fun thing.
But I did notice that, though, for the Globes, a lot of the people that were winning were coming from back.
Yeah.
But who cares?
But that's a small ballroom.
Very small.
The Golden Globes is the tiniest ballroom around there.
And the SAGs, which takes place at the Shrine, also a small venue.
Well, that's huge, actually.
It is?
Yeah.
Whitney's going to see a concert there in April. So I guess they take the chairs out, they put the chairs back in.
I guess it's easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like that'd be a huge thing to do when, again, you know, kudos for them for having this event at the Shrine. But in L.A. and Hollywood, there's so many other great, new, cool, hip venues to have an award show. Why have it at the Shrine?
Well, it seems like nowadays,
it's in a terrible part of town.
Nowadays, it seems like they put everything at the old Nokia, which is now the Microsoft, and other than the Oscars at the Dolby or whatever it's called nowadays, or Kodak or whatever it's called nowadays. What is it called nowadays?
You're talking about the Dolby?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Dolby. It was the Kodak, but now it's the Dolby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But anyhow, it seems like everything else is at the...
Well, there's a good room. There's a lot of space.
I'm fine with that, but I guess... I don't know.
Yeah, but it was a good show.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest was listed as being the host of the pre-show. But he wasn't even on the pre-show.
Oh, honey?
Yeah.
I missed the first 45 minutes of it.
Yeah, but he wasn't on at all. But he was listed as being, I'm not sure if that's why they brought that Brad Goretzky guy to
Boy, they got that guy all over the place now.
He's good, though. I got to say, though.
He fit in.
Yeah, he knows his stuff. You know, hosting is not as easy as one might think. But, you know, he was very, well, you know, you probably have 3 days of prepping for it with.
Plus, he's been on that Fashion Police for a year or two. So he's already pretty much, he's got his media training. I mean, he knows who's who and he knows how to handle himself. So, you know, he fits right in. But I thought it was an interesting show.
Juliana, with the potato, what's her new name?
Rancic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, she's got to put some weight on, or she can't wear the sleeveless.
Yeah, I think she probably just can't put any weight on.
Yeah, but and that's fine. I understand, but you can't wear a top like that with the. Do you see her arms?
Yeah,
they look like toothpicks.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I like her. I like her husband, but you
I don't like her husband.
Oh,
I think
really,
he's
Bill?
A selfish.
Wow.
He. It's all about him. He doesn't want to do anything.
Wow.
He doesn't want her to be here. If it's all about him in Chicago,
I agree.
I nothing to like about the guy.
Yeah,
I didn't like him when he was on The Apprentice.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, she had her career here that was going strong for 10 years with E or whatever, and he just says, we're having the kid, we're raising the family, and we're going back to Chicago.
And she had no choice. She had to go. Yeah. So there's nothing likable about that at all.
Wow. So anyhow, but good show. Any surprises there for you?
Let's see. Any surprises? I don't think there were any surprises. Well, no, I don't think so. I think it went pretty much like everybody had thought.
Mm-hmm.
What's
any
his
upset?
Face? Jeffrey Tambor. He seems to win everything now for that Trans. What's the thing name of that show on Amazon?
I don't know. And he's always in a good list of competitive.
Yeah, it's a tough category.
Yeah,
and the fact that he continues to win Golden Globe, Emmy, SAG.
Must be a hell of a show.
Pretty impressive.
Oh, it's on Amazon, so you have to have the Amazon.
I have it, so I need to start watching it to see what the big to-do is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, let's see, I'm trying to think who else the other winners were. I mean, I did like Spotlight, so it was good to see Spotlight win.
That was good quality cinema there?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what wasn't, in my opinion. I don't think this was nominated for anything because they don't have any type of special effects awards, nor that, in my opinion, should be nominated for any type of special effects. Finally saw Star Wars the other day.
Well, the SAG is the screen actor. It's all actors.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But was not happy with Star Wars. I know my nephew here to my left.
Who's sitting there like a slug and has nothing to bring to the show. But
I know my nephew here who would like to. I got to tell
Blake, what are your comments on the Star Wars?
Well, let me finish saying what I'm saying, and then Blake could jump in, but... You know, I remember the first, second, and third one. They were, you know, very old and dated, and special effects then were good, but now it looks like it was plain and nothing. Then there was the three other movies that the special effects I thought were great. This one that's almost made $1 billion in this country alone, $855 million in this country alone. The special effects I thought were very similar to 1977 one. The plot I thought was almost identical to 1977.
So you're saying the plot was almost like the original one?
It ended with another Death Star, which was 10 times the size of it, being blown up, just like the
first. How was Harrison Ford? Was he worth the $34 million?
Nobody's worth that much money, but he was good. His acting is terrible, but it was good to see him in it. I'll tell you, Mark, who was terrible, though, was Carrie Fisher. One, she looked terrible. Granted, she's older. Two, corny as ever. Very, very corny. They had to put her in.
This explains why she got $1.5 million as opposed to...
Did she get that?
$1.5 million.
But he was in it a lot, Harrison
Ford. Oh, a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was in it limited, but
explains the million and a half.
Yeah, he was in it a lot. See, I thought he was only going to be in it limited, but...
Huh.
And Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, in it for a minute and didn't even have a word.
Really?
Yeah, didn't even have a word. And he looked like Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi.
Now, wow.
It's years later, and that's a whole... Anyhow, Blake... Comments, thoughts?
I know you loved it, I thought, right?
See, the reason I loved it is it's a sad part, though, because I haven't actually seen all the
okay.
Star Wars.
Real quick, though, does your father know how it ended? Do you know
he hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Do you know anything about, like, the ending, the last 10 minutes?
Well, you told me that the Death Star blows up.
Well, I mean, a really, really important thing.
No, I never saw the movie. Blake didn't tell me about it.
Somebody spoiled it for me last week at dinner for friends.
But, well, I hope nobody spoils it for me.
Which I'm free here, but
I'm very surprised that I didn't know this ending happened. I'm very surprised you didn't either. So they kept a very good job of keeping it hidden.
Yeah, I guess somebody dies, that's for sure.
Go ahead,
most likely.
But no, I really liked it because the problem is, though, I haven't actually seen... Well, I've seen parts of the original Star Wars.
The first three, but what about the other three?
Well, the prequels, I don't even really... I don't get to talk about those. But the originals... Since I haven't really seen them and, you know, grown to love them like you guys, so I don't have an attachment to the originals, so I have nothing to compare this to.
Right.
I'm going into this just wanting a good time, good action, and that's what I got out of it. But the people that seem to not really like it that much are the ones that are huge Star Wars fans that compare it to the originals. Now, obviously, you can't compare this to the originals because nothing will top those, so that's why coming out of this... It's not as positive as.
But I'm not comparing to anything. I guess I'm just saying, I thought the special effects, which I thought were going to be fantastic, they looked like they were from 1977.
They did.
Yeah. One, two, super super corny. But that's how the other ones were. And three, whenever there was like an alien or whatever, and they showed these like characters and creatures, they looked like they just put a mask on. They looked like from 1977. Nothing looked impressive.
I wonder if they made it that way just to be nostalgic.
Yeah.
Type,
when
you
finally see Mark, you're going to say. Don't get me wrong. It was an okay movie, but I was expecting fantastic.
See, I think the reason I loved it so much is when I saw it, it was opening night. It was a packed theater. We had to wait like 3 hours to get in. As soon as the credits went up, everyone's lightsabers turned on.
Yeah, because they were all
they brought the lightsabers into the theater.
They were all freaks. They were all
I think also what helps a movie experience is the crowd you get, which is for me the number one thing I look for when I see a movie. I want a packed crowd and I want a good atmosphere, so that's what I got.
Yeah.
So I think if I were to see this in a theater with a few people, maybe I wouldn't have liked it as much.
Yeah.
But the theater enhancement really, really played a factor to this.
I mean, even the starting credits, it was just the way the movie opened, the first 5 minutes, it was almost identical to the original one.
Well, see, I like that, though. I like the nostalgia about that. You want that. Did they have the credits like going up like that?
Yeah, I
like that.
I like that, too. Like I said, Mark, the special effects were just tired. The creatures looked like they were right out of the movie.
All right.
And I was just
–
And I got to say, though, I think the best part of the movie – was Harrison Ford.
I can believe it. Yeah, he's a likable guy.
To answer your question, he was worth the $34 million.
I like everything that guy's in, Harrison Ford. So when you said who's worth $34 million, I think Harrison Ford is.
Yeah.
The movie's made almost $1 billion.
Yeah.
Everything he's done is good.
Over $1 billion.
Right. But domestically.
$2 billion.
Yeah.
Domestically, $855 million.
Yeah.
Everything he's done, I like. He's corny as hell, but I like him. I like everything the guy's done. And because he's in a movie, I'm going to go see it.
And
so he's got the draw for me. So give him $34 million.
The fact that Chewie's in it, and he's playing by the same guy that played
Well, so was Anthony C-3PO. Daniels at C-3PO.
I know, which is crazy because you can put anybody in those costumes.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the voice can come later. Yeah.
Anthony Daniels at least speaks, but Chewie doesn't even speak.
Yeah.
So all he needed was a 7-foot-tall dude to play him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Darth Vader being killed, what's his name? Peter Mayhew played who?
Chewbacca. He was Chewbacca. Yeah.
Who played Darth Vader? But anyway, he must have been thinking, man.
Dave Prowse.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still alive.
Everybody else is coming back but me.
He might be dead.
Oh, and Kenny Baker played R2-D2. R2-D2 was in this too.
Yeah.
I can't believe I remember his name, Kenny Baker. And Kenny Baker's the guy on
E.
Yeah, I bumped into him in the subway in New York, by the way. Real nice guy. He was all gruffy. But
overall, the SAG Awards were good. One thing I really enjoy about the SAG Awards, and I hate to say this, is the memoriam part. You get to see who passed away, what actor passed away in the last year. And it's not only the big ones, the big celebrities that everybody knows, but they're the small character actors, the commercial actors that you don't really know who their names are.
Yeah.
And then you get to see that they passed, because I know there were a couple we saw that we didn't even know passed away.
Yeah.
And we were surprised.
I can't believe Robert Loggia passed on.
Well, he's big. I'm surprised you didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so I guess he's not going to be in the new part two or the Independence Day this summer.
Oh, yeah, probably
just
not.
Just saw scenes for that the other day, by the way.
Yeah, it looks silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they have everybody in it except for Will Smith and Robert Loggia.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't want to pay Will Smith the $25 million and Robert Loggia passed
You mean
on.
Will Sour Grapes Smith?
Damn.
Who doesn't get an Oscar nomination and he starts bitching about it?
But he's not. His wife was bitching about it.
But so then he's bitching about it, too.
That. He got the bad rep for it, though.
But yeah, but then how about interviews?
That footage of her when she's complaining.
How the she who? Looks,
his wife. Jada Pinkett Smith, when she's on that chair and how she's sitting there and the lighting on it. She looks terrible.
You mean the initial video that she posted?
Terrible.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it backfired to Will Smith. He didn't think he was going to hear about it when he's in Europe. He's promoting the concussion. And the first thing that everybody's asking him is, so why are you boycotting him? I mean, because you didn't get nominated for an Oscar? And the first thing he says is, well, that's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Please. It's just, come on. In my opinion, and sour grapes.
And if she wants to stay home, if Spike Lee wants to stay home, stay home.
Good. More power to you to stay home.
Who cares?
Ungrateful Spike Lee. He just won a special Oscar this year. If anything, he should have some gratitude to the Academy for that.
Who gives a shit? Stay home.
Yeah, I surely don't.
And
show some gratitude, you worthless piece of dog shit. And you just got your special Oscar, for crying out loud. Show the gratitude to the Academy, regardless of what's going on.
Yeah.
You've got your Oscar.
Yeah.
Many people would like to have that.
Stay home. So Whoopi,
please.
She's going to be on.
And since when does Spike Lee come out anyhow? He's never here for the Oscars.
Yeah.
So up his.
Who else said that they're going to boycott it?
The two of them. I think they're the only two.
How come the Latino...
three, I guess.
How come the Latino and Asian community isn't coming out about not being nominated?
I guess it's because it's not a big enough Latino and
Asian
celebrity. Where does it
celebrity. Stop? Where does it stop?
It stops where it stopped, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
how about the Middle Eastern people aren't coming out and saying...
Again, who knows? Maybe it's still too early enough to do that. Maybe a lot of people will. But, hey, you know, just on another note...
What you got there, brother?
I want to put a shout out to a charity that you and I are becoming a part of. Brand ambassadors to this thing, which is fantastic.
Heck yeah.
Right? And the charity, well, actually, the website is thedbproject.com. The DBproject.com.
Yeah.
And the event that we're attending, our first participation with this charity is the A Brighter Future for Children charity or celebrity charity gala and poker tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, that sounds cool,
right? Hold on a second, Mark. Are you telling me we're playing poker?
No.
Good.
There's a poker tournament going on there, but we're attending A Brighter Future for Children charity celebrity charity gala and poker tournament. And the great thing about this is it benefits the Audrey Hepburn Care Center at Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
Fantastic.
Yeah. The event's taking place in Hollywood on March 3rd, the evening of March 3rd. Black tie, and I've never seen this before in the invitation, black tie strictly enforced, which
strictly
means
enforced,
if you're not wearing black tie, you ain't getting in.
You know that ain't going to be a problem with us, brother.
So there's a silent auction. There's a gala dinner, celebrity poker tournament, red carpet, open bar. Tickets are started at $300 or $400, I think, but everything goes to the Audrey Hepburn Care Center in Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, March 3rd. To participate, to volunteer, to donate, to attend, go to thedbproject.com. As a matter of fact, a week from today at our show, we are having one of the directors of this great event here, sitting in this chair right next to me, discussing this event. So it's fun, man. I always like to participate and do our share.
Whenever
as
we
much
have an
charity
and
as we
week,
can.
Last week was a good week for us for charity, too. In addition to this, we made some contribution to a fan for some charity event she's doing. Plus, we're participating in providing a gift bag for another charity event for an individual that came to us for a school-related thing. So it's been a seven-day week of charity.
Right. And we always encourage everybody, our listeners from around the globe, get out there, do something. Help somebody out.
If
donate your time. Donate some money. $5 ain't going to break you, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know,
get out there and something.
You see a bum on the street, he asks for a handout. Don't give him a handout.
Did he just
get
a bum?
Get him some
lunch.
He
means a homeless person. My brother sometimes thinks he's still in the 70s.
Get him some lunch.
Now they're calling him homeless.
Or a cup
people.
Of coffee, a cup of something or other. Help him out.
Help him out. Give him some change, or like you said, a cup of coffee. Or you'll
funny thing is, you know, I'm leaving the Einstein's Bakery the other day.
Bakery?
Or Einstein's Bakery.
Bagels.
Yeah, Einstein's Bakery.
Sure.
And there's this decent dressed guy standing there with a backpack.
What kind of shoes did he have?
Nice shoes.
Nikes?
Sneakers. Not
yeah,
shoes, sneakers.
Right.
But
Nikes,
yeah.
Nikes, right. No, they're always
and
wearing
I
good
walked
Nikes.
Past him. He didn't ask anything of me. I go inside, pick up my bagels, which were fantastic. I scared him?
Yeah.
Why would I scare him?
You got a look about you.
I look about me that
what
I scared
kind,
this
kind
guy?
Of sometimes when you're walking in and get bagels, you evidently scared him.
Why? It doesn't make any
well,
sense.
What do you attribute to him not asking you?
If you listen to my story, you'll see what happened was. These beggars, they stand out there. They don't hit you going in. They hit you coming out because they know you've got the change after you're coming out. So I'm coming out, and that's it. Like I thought, he hit me up as I'm leaving and didn't ask me for a handout, didn't ask me for change, asked me if I had $2. And because
that's
I
– not a handout?
What's that?
You said he didn't ask you for a handout or change.
He asked me for $2.
That's a handout.
Well, he didn't say, could you give me a handout? He asked me for $2.
And I know you didn't walk away. You had to ask him $2. What for?
No, I didn't ask him $2. What for? I told him I only came out – when I came out in the morning, I put my clothes on, got my car keys and my wallet, of which I don't keep cash in my wallet. My cash is on my money clip. So I only bought the bagels with my credit card. So I says, no, I don't have anything, you know. But the fact – what I'm getting at is
I know.
In the old days, people would ask you for a handout. They'd ask you for some change. They may be bold enough to ask you for a buck, but this guy asked me for $2.
What was your motto back in the day when you worked downtown? You had a motto, a credo you lived by.
My credo that I live by, because I grew up – where I worked in the Wilshire District in the 80s, and there were plenty of panhandlers out there. My credo was – one panhandler handout per day, because back then there were panhandlers everywhere, and I couldn't give to every guy in every corner, otherwise I'd be broke. So I had to break it down. I had to do it for just one panhandler handout per day.
Yeah, you can't do much more than that.
You know,
I hear you. But some people are pretty bold nowadays. They figure if they don't...
Well, $2, I mean...
Well, you know my motto, too. If you don't ask for it, you ain't going to get it, so... You can't fault him too much. Hey, I want to give a big shout-out to Fat Cake Productions, a company that we know very, very well, working in some capacity with him on a current project. But a three-year passion project, I think it's 3 years. Is that 3 years, Mark? For the
I think they've been working on it for 3 years before the show made it to the air.
Big Fish, Texas is debuting on the Nat Geo channel. I believe it's tomorrow. In Europe, I think it goes... on Thursday, but here in the United States, I believe it debuts tomorrow night on the Nat Geo channel. Big Fish, Texas. It's based in Galveston and the Gulf of Mexico. It follows the hectic lives of the entire Buddy Gwinden family. Now, I've never heard of them, but I've done some research to them, and they're a popular family off the in the city of Galveston. What do you know about Galveston, Mark?
Well, I know it's a big oil town,
yeah.
And it's not too far from Houston. It's about 90 minutes outside of Houston. We were driving toward it when I was in Texas a couple years ago. I did for a moment think about going down to Galveston to visit it since we were so close, but then I thought... Other than the Glenn Campbell song Galveston and oil and the big flood they had in 1901, I have no reason to go to Galveston.
Yeah. It's from Fat Cake Productions. It's a fishing docu-series, and it's about the Gwinden family. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. And it's about them, their business, their fish house, and Katie's Seafood Market. So it's a docu-series that follows the family about their journeys, struggles, and travels in Galveston. So if you have the time, even if you don't have the time, set the TiVo to Nat Geo channel. I know I will. And check out Big Fish, Texas tomorrow night and every Tuesday night on the Nat Geo channel. Big shout out to Misty and Lisa and Fat Cake Productions.
Love it.
Right on. All right.
I'll be watching it.
What's that? Sounds like something's coming in. But the emails and the tweets and the Facebooks and all that social media blips and blops finally has come to a close. So that's – I don't know if you silenced your phone or what, but
– Well, I am right now because the stuff is it continues to come in.
Super Bowl on Sunday.
Wow. Super Bowl on what are your Sunday. Thoughts?
My thoughts are, man, you know what? I got to tell you, it's the young and the old. It's the new and the out. I mean, it's you got, Peyton Manning against, Cam Newton.
I'm not big on Newton.
This guy's been a winner since the start. Won a national championship in high school. Won a national championship in junior college. Won a national championship at the collegiate level. Won the Heisman Trophy, was the number one draft pick, and Sunday he becomes a Super Bowl winner and an
MVP. Is this his first Super Bowl?
Yeah. He's only been playing, I think, 4 years. And so, like I said, he's a winner. I know in college I had my issues with him because he was a troublemaker, got arrested a couple times, was kind of a conniver, did stuff that flew under the radar for the NCAA. At the end of the day, he's a good guy. He contributes a lot to charity. His team likes him. And I think it's the perfect type of a game for the changing of the guard where Peyton, and he made it official this morning or yesterday, this will be his last year. This is his fourth Super Bowl. He's won one. This is Cam's first one. And I got to say, originally, I went from 3.5 points last week to 6 points.
Who's favorite?
Carolina. Anytime anything moves like that, it's a no-brainer. There's no way that Carolina is not going to cover the spread because that is a shitload of cash changing hands. And I know, take it from me, when it transpires that much in such a short period of time. However, that being said, I'm thinking maybe Peyton might just be able to pull this through. Because they did
this is his last one. He might give everything he's got.
They did beat the Patriots last week. I didn't think there was any way that was going to happen. However, they barely won. There's no doubt about it. But a win is a win. Whether it's 1 point at the last second or it's a 45-point victory, it doesn't matter.
A win's a win.
A win is a win.
Or they call it a W,
yeah.
Holmes.
But
they call
I still got to say I'm going with Cam and the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, and what are your thoughts?
I'm not a fan of either team.
I
don't like either one of the quarterbacks. I have no preference. I would have liked to see the Patriots in. I would have rooted for them.
Yeah.
In this case, I got nobody to root for.
Yeah.
So I'll watch it as I watch it because it's entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm going to be enjoying watching our L.A. Philharmonic maestro, Dudamel. He will be performing at the halftime show.
You're kidding.
I'm looking
really?
Forward to that. Yes.
I didn't know that.
With the some children that are from the Philharmonic charity arm will be doing their show.
They drop a bomb. That nobody gives two shits about
that. I think it brings it's great. It's a great thing to have.
That's almost
thing.
Just as bad as Sting performing at the halftime for the NBA halftime show for the All-Star game in 2 weeks in Toronto.
Well, again, I disagree. I think having Dudamel there and the thing is great.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like he's the only show. There's two other things.
It doesn't seem fitting to me. Blake, jump in about your not the halftime show, but the game.
Well, my instinct says Broncos because, one, it is Peyton's last game, so he will have a chip on his shoulder. And they did have the number one defense in the NFL this season.
But who had number two?
Number two.
I'll tell you, the Panthers.
Panthers?
Yep.
Well, number one's better than number two.
This is true. But not by much, though, when you get to that level.
My gut instinct is telling me it'll be the Panthers because this season they were just too good. You know, that's what I'm thinking. But just give me a good game, and that's all I can ask for.
Okay.
That's not much to ask for, so that's okay.
That's not much to ask for. But yeah, I hope it's a good game. Not like when Peyton was there 2 years ago and I lost a shitload of money against Seattle. They were favored over Seattle by 7, and Seattle ended up beating them like 40-3 or something like that, or 37-3, 37-6, which was unbelievable. So that was not a
good
game.
Be a good game. But again, the Super Bowl is always a good game. It's
last year was a good game because Seattle was back. They were playing the Patriots, and it came down to the last second. That was a
great
game.
Was that the game where Seattle screwed up at the last couple? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they threw the ball.
The infamous pass.
Yeah, which was unbelievable.
Which made no sense.
Now, 2 years ago, it was a shit game. Last year was a great game. I think this year is going to be, like I said, it's a change in the guards. I mean, this is Peyton's fourth quarterback. And here's the thing. If Peyton wins this game, he goes on to say he's been in 4 Super Bowls. He won 2. He goes down just the same. If he loses the game, still the same. He's got all the accolades. He's been in 4. He won 1. Even though his brother won 2, he's still going to, either way, win or lose, it's still going to be a great, great career for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got our biggest event of the year coming up.
What's
our
that,
Oscar our Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills to celebrate the Oscars, the 88th Annual Academy Awards.
Yep.
It's less than 3 weeks away for our gifting suite. We have two spots available in the lounge. If any of our listeners, brands, partners, sponsors around the globe are still interested in participating, send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll give you a call. We'll see if we can get you in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Should be a good event.
It should be a great event.
Yeah.
We've got all the components and ingredients. As long as the weather is good, Mark.
Right.
The last 2 years in
back to back has been a disaster.
The last 2 years, it's been a torrential
storm. The storm of the century here in Beverly Hills.
The weather last year was pretty good.
No, it was raining again, buddy.
Raining?
Yeah. Yeah, we had rain.
I think you participated in the Emmys, I think.
Yeah.
No,
you
it was the Oscar last year.
Yeah, it was
sunny.
It was.
I had photos.
Well, the sun did come out.
Oh, wait a second, Mark. Was it the Emmys that it was raining?
No.
Okay.
Now, it never rains in August.
Okay.
It rained, if you remember. The sun did come out, and it cleared up in the afternoon, but the morning started out
that
disastrous.
Was for the Oscars, then. That was for the Oscars, yeah.
Yep. Okay, back-to-back years.
And I want to give a big shout-out, Mark, to the 94th Aero Squadron. We participated at an event that took place there in two parts. It was at the Van Nuys Airport, 94th Aero Squadron. We used to go there quite a bit, I guess, during the 90s, we attended this event last week. It's a restaurant, 94th Aero Squadron. They got this old biplane out.
Set up like World War One style.
So, yeah, World War One style.
It's right
in the runway for the Van Nuys Airport where they got all these private G5s, G6s, and so forth and what
G5.
Have you, flying out of there. But been there for a long time. Used to visit it all the time. Fantastic brunch, from what I remember. Good champagne, good variety. Again, right on the runway. And nice decor. Like you said, the style is World War One-ish. They got a biplane outside, 94th Air Squadron. Great price. Not too pricey either. I think it's about the early, low 30s, 33, 32.
You're talking about for the brunch?
For the brunch. Good brunch. And I think they have the brunch on Saturday.
No, so. You're saying $33. So is it a champagne brunch?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
All you can eat, all you can drink. And I think it's the low 30s, 32, 33. And the location and everything about it is really good. So
great.
Again, we just attended this event there last week. Looking forward to attending the brunch again.
I love a brunch.
Yeah, and it's a cool area.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's in the same family as the Castaways, which is overlooking the hills of Burbank. And I like that because you got the great view.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Nothing like a good brunch.
Yeah.
Like we're going to be going to the, what's the name of that one? Cirque 55 at the Beverly Hilton?
Right.
That's
right.
Also
we
a good brunch.
We got to pick a date for that, too.
Yeah. All right. I want to put another big shout out. This weekend coming up, the February 6th and 7th, is the second annual L.A. Cookie Convention.
Mark, did you say 6th and 7th? It's 2 days?
Yeah, it's two days.
Was it 2 days last year?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're only attending it on the 6th, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
LACookieCon.com. Tickets are available. It's going to be huge because last year in Pasadena Convention Center, huge.
Hell
so
yeah.
Now you've got it downtown Los Angeles, so it's going to be huger. So Matt and I are not only attending as VIPs, we get to go to the VIP room.
Oh, wait a second, did you say VIP room?
Pee in the VIP room.
Oh, nice.
We are also judging the cookies.
Holy
now,
crap.
Now, I love cookies. As a matter of fact, the wife made some oatmeal raisin cookies last night, and we had while we were watching, and it was fantastic. But anyhow, we love our cookies. This weekend, I picked up Pepperidge Farm cookies as well. The Chesapeake and what was the other new one? It was a new one, but the Chesapeake and the Potomac or something like that. They were delicious.
Potomac.
So we will be judging the cookies.
Fantastic.
Now, how this works, I don't know. I guess they're going to put a bunch of cookies in front of you, and they're going to say, "Eat this."
Yeah. Do we have
any
kind of an overview on this at all? I like to be
negative.
A little prepped.
Negative.
No, negative. Huh?
Negative.
Okay. Oh well.
So, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
I like the cookie.
Yeah.
Con.
I do too. A good variety of stuff, and it was a lot more than cookies. There was brownies. There was other sweet treats.
We met John Sally last year.
We met John Sally. This is true. What the hell? Was he a judge last year?
I don't know what he was.
I think
doing
he
there.
Was Mark. I think he was judging something.
Yeah,
but he's all in the business.
Yeah.
All in the business.
So it's Saturday, and there are still tickets available if you'd like to.
I wonder if the price went up.
Well, the VIP one, for instance, like $35, and. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Just looking at this here. Okay, good deal. Anyhow, the VIP is $35,
wow.
Which is all access. And then
all
I think
access.
Regular is $25.
All
access lets you go in early. You get to go in before anybody else. You get to go to the VIP room. And you get like a mini goodie bag. So it's the VIP is like, I think it's $50 for the VIP. It's $50 for the VIP.
Wow.
And the regular price is $25, which I think is, I don't know. You're walking in to sample stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a little pricey.
We attended some.
But it keeps the riffraff out.
Yeah, you're right. And the homeless people that are coming in for the free samples. We attended something we got on the guest list, too, a couple months ago through Samira's network. Do you remember that luxury thing? No, it was a gourmet thing. Remember that gourmet
thing?
Oh,
downtown, right.
That was
$10. Yeah.
And that was
disappointing.
Small, disappointing. Not worth $10, to say the least. But this is judging or based on how it was last year. And the fact that after 1 year they're relocating to the convention center,
huge.
Which is huge. This is I'm huge. Excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Too. I got to work on my wardrobe.
I wonder what kind of how many other judges we're going to have.
You go to the website, LACookie.com, and there's a bunch of chefs and bakers that are on there. They've got shows on the Food Network and the Cooking Channel and YouTubers, and it's an eclectic mix of celebrities. I haven't heard of one of them. But
this is going to be our first duty as judging cookies, food as opposed to beautiful women.
Right. So this opens up a whole new arena for us. Yeah. We could judge cookies. We could judge food.
Yeah.
We could judge pie eating contests at the county fairs
this
the summer.
Be the start so of something new.
All our listeners around the globe, the Harris brothers are open to judge cookies, apple pies, pies. We not only judge beauty patches, now we're judging food.
And you know, there's a ton of stuff around. Whether it be in the Food Channel or county fairs or national this or whatever, there are a ton of opportunities to taste that shit out there.
Yeah.
You know?
So I love it.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
The Bay. The Bay.
Yeah, that's right. We are associated with the Bay.
We're getting involved with the Bay,
the series. Right. Yeah. TheBayTheSeries.com, right?
Right.
I think that's the complete name of this thing. So we are in we're possibly going to be producers on the show. We're
Isn't
working
that
on
crazy?
We're in negotiation with the Bay. Emmy-winning Bay, I should say, right?
Yeah.
The Emmy-winning
right.
Bay.
Emmy-winning Bay.
Right. We've got a potential business partnership we're working on. So the show's on hiatus right now. It doesn't start again for a few months. But in the meantime, if you have any... I guess it's a business partnership. So if you're interested in discussing the Bay of the Series, contact us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
I think the new season is going to be starting in about a month. The scripts are currently being written as we speak. Now, that's a lot of work. I think everything is done by Grigori.
I think so. One of the other producers.
That's a lot of work.
The producer, the creator, the writer, CEO of Laney Entertainment, which produces the show.
That's a lot of work. So
it is.
Kudos to Grigori.
Yeah, it's like writing a soap opera. These guys write this stuff every day of the week.
Of that, did you hear this morning that Instagram is starting a show?
No.
It's a 7-minute show. It comes in 15-second increments.
15-second?
Each episode is 15 seconds.
Oh, wow.
I love that concept. I think 15 seconds is too little.
It's way too little.
30 to 45 would be great, but the whole season is 7 minutes. I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's on – and how about Google? Google just surpassed Apple as far as the most expensive stock and company in the – you know how much Google is worth?
I do not.
$550 billion.
Wow.
Apple's worth $385.
See, now, I could understand that from Apple. It's a product.
Yeah.
Bricks and mortar, more or less. They're selling something. But Google is content.
Yeah. So. Back again to the Instagram thing. I love the 50. Well, not,
what's the show? Do you know?
I can't recall.
Do you know when it's airing, or are they just
soon,
still talking?
Soon. I was just really, really intrigued.
See, I disagree with you. I think 15 seconds is ridiculous.
No, 15 seconds is ridiculous. I'm not saying 15 seconds. I love the fact a minute might be too long, but I love 45 seconds.
It's 45 seconds?
No, it's 15.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, you're saying you disagree with me. I'm not saying 15 seconds is great. I love the concept of something so short, but not 15 seconds. But I love the fact that they're starting something like this, which is unique and cool. Because 15 seconds, how long is Snapchat, Black? Like 5 seconds?
Snapchat, the max.
I just called
max
you Black. I'm sorry, I meant Blake. 10 seconds?
Instagram, you could do 15-second videos.
But what's Snapchat? It's 3 seconds?
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Max.
So that, yeah, so that's almost Snapchat level. So it's got to be at least 30 seconds.
But Snapchat doesn't have a show. It's just Snapchat.
Right, but it's
Snapchat.
the same format, though. You know, you could just do 15 seconds of – I know you are on Snapchat quite often, I might add. I'm well aware of that. Very good at that.
Of course.
Bravo. Yeah, certainly.
Of course.
But anyhow, so I'm very curious
Interesting.
To check
That's
that
what
out.
I like about the times we live in. There's new stuff coming around every 5 seconds.
Ain't
I mean,
it?
There's a new technology. There's new programming. Like the Bay, the series. They won their Emmy this year for a very new category for
and
the first time.
Not to mention, Mark, not only is this new category, something that's special and unique about the Bay is it's not a 30 or 45 minutes or an hour show. It's 15 to 22 minutes.
Right.
15 to 22 minutes, which, I mean, I binged on four episodes in less than an hour, or maybe an hour and 10 minutes. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. We're all busy these days. You know, we have schedules. We have times. You know, it's tough to get everything. Like, there's some new thing, some new server out there that you could TiVo 16 things at the same time.
I heard about that.
One. Are there ever 16 things at the same time that you need?
No.
I mean, that's kind of silly. 16 things at the same time?
Silly.
Yeah. Three, maybe four. 16?
Yeah.
And not to mention, if you got time to watch 16 things tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, I don't think anybody does. I think you just, you know, you have it, you watch it when you want to watch it. Whatever.
And that might be for the person who has to have absolutely everything.
You know, we may have mentioned this last week, but I'm going to mention it again.
Hell yeah.
We are just invited to judge the Miss Santa Monica USA.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Beauty pageant.
Yeah.
In Santa Monica, beautiful Santa Monica Beach, at the beautiful Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel overlooking the magnificent Pacific Ocean.
I would assume
palm
it's safe
trees,
to say.
Blue skies, beautiful women, beautiful cars.
Beautiful. That's the key word. I would assume we're going to be judging beautiful women.
So we are there for the day, and I hope that it is going to be. Yeah, this is the third year we're coming back for the Miss Santa Monica.
Am I right? It is.
Am I right about that?
That's funny you say that, Mark. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm pretty sure it was three.
Yeah. We were there last year.
And one of the housewives from Orange County was one of the guests. But the year before, we were, Mark, because we had that plastic surgeon back-to-back 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But
okay.
For some reason, I have a question mark like you do.
Well, the only question mark I had is because I was looking on the website someplace and it had some of the judges that were the first year, but we were listed as being the judges. But I remember we were there 2 years ago.
Yeah, because I guess what confirms it is because we had the...
Because we had that beautiful lunch outside. I remember that. And the first time it was really hot, and then last year was a little bit cooler.
Yeah, yeah. But again, the only way I could really make myself feel confident about this is that plastic surgeon, I know we had back-to-back years.
Yep.
But I only could go back one.
Hmm.
As far as
I was looking at pictures. I found pictures of us attending it 2 years, but you know, I don't know. But anyhow, it's March 7th. Tickets are still available.
And 1 year it was during the day of the marathon.
Right.
So was that last year or the year before?
I don't know.
Because the marathon is like in 2 weeks now.
Right.
It's not the same date, though, is it?
Yeah. No, it's no. The marathon's 2 weeks. It's the 14th.
Beautiful.
We're March 7th, so we're judging. I'm looking forward to it. The should be good.
Yeah.
Should be good.
So we've judged Miss Santa Monica, but Miss Malibu, did we do...
First year we did, it was Malibu, Santa Monica.
Okay.
The first year was... Beverly Hills, Santa Monica. Last year was Santa Monica, Malibu.
Okay. And then 1 year we did Hollywood, which is totally different.
It was a disaster.
But, so third year in a row for exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it.
I think last year was actually bigger than the year before. And that's what you want to have.
Every year's got to get bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you guys, if any of our listeners around the globe now have any products, service, brands... that they'd like to be promoted at the event, contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com or our backup email address at wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. We'd love to have you involved. Fees do apply. Remember, we are a business. This is not a charity. Wild Creations is in it to win it. And there's money to be made. So that's our core business. So contact us today and get involved tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Or they could follow us on Twitter, Mark. Well, if you want to get involved with you know, sponsorship opportunities, they're out there too. But I think you gave the email address. And our website is wildcreationsmedia.com. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on all those other kooky type of... We're not on Snapchat, though. In fact, I just deleted my Snapchat account. I don't know why.
I never even had a Snapchat account. If you had it, why'd you delete it?
Because I have my problem with my phone. I had too many apps on there, and I thought, seeing I am using Snapchat very, very... what's that talking to here?
There must be another show going on in the studio behind us.
Gosh, these must be thin walls. Do you hear that?
I hear somebody talking, and it's not us.
I don't think that is next door.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I think it's coming from that computer over there. No?
No, it's not coming from over here.
It's wacky.
Yeah.
Wacky, wacky, wacky.
Anyhow, if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, go to www.firstrun.tv, the fabulous world of wow. We got three episodes on there, right? Yeah.
Still waiting for another one to come out, but...
don't we have something in the
filming, can? Scheduling is always difficult.
Yeah, what happened to that? We were talking... Yeah, anyway.
We almost made it, but it just didn't get there. So if you just need to have your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, www.firstrun.tv. You could listen to the show. If you missed any of the shows, you could always go back to the library at latalkradio.com. You could see a show from last week, or listen... Excuse me.
Whoa.
I love the dead air. He sees me coughing. He doesn't make any effort to come to the microphone to cover.
Why
in other words, dead air.
I know you'd complain and bitch about that.
No, you can't have dead air. This guy should be a pro.
You're in the middle of talking. What am I supposed to say?
I'm coughing over here. Then you come forward and you say something.
You said, Mark, you're in the middle of a conversation. You said, excuse me. You cough.
Well,
I'm
coughing.
Jump in there?
You have to. Otherwise, because there's dead air. The air must not be dead, pal. The air must not be dead. As there is right now.
Well,
he's got nothing to bring to the table.
You were saying something.
Yeah, continue.
And then you started coughing. You were saying something, Mark, and then you started coughing. So what were you saying? I don't understand. Finish off what you were saying. Well, I guess he, like most of the time, has nothing to say but continues to ramble on. So then again, thanks for catching us this week, and we look forward to catching you next week. So have a great week. Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.